cruising day and night. This is Cruising WGCM.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without our love one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
Reset and the 2-2. And Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at Double-A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
On Saturday night from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama, it's the fifth game of a six-game set between the first-place Montgomery Biscuits and the Biloxi Shuckers. Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zarella will be joined alongside Gary Green momentarily. Shuckers bounced back in a big way yesterday with a 5-4 victory over Montgomery after Biloxi had won on Tuesday. The Biscuits won game two in three on Wednesday and Thursday, and so it was a nice comeback for Biloxi, who led early in the contest. They opened the scoring with an RBI double in the top of the first inning from Cam Devaney. Nick Cale hit a 449-foot home run to straightaway center field. Made it 3-0 after an inning and a half. Montgomery got on the board, and thanks to a Greg Jones RBI single in the bottom of the second. But that would pretty much be it that they would get against Robert Gasser, who gave up 2 earned runs in 5 2/3 innings, struck out 7 in the no decision. That's because the Biscuits roared back with 3 runs in the bottom of the sixth. One of them was an inherited run that scored against Luis Contreras. That was the first inherited runner that has scored against Contreras this season. He was no runners had scored in 7 chances against him. So Luis really good in those situations. Just an off night for him in that first inning, as he would come in an inning and a third in relief, but allow the 2 runs. So the Biscuits had a 4-3 lead heading into the seventh inning, and that's when the Shuckers broke things open again. Andrew Monasterio, a 2-out, 2 RBI double down the left field line, scores Nick Cale and Jason Coca, and the Shuckers would hold on. And thanks to the minor league leader in saves, Cam Robinson goes 2 innings, strikes out 5, and the Shuckers clinging on to a 5-4 victory. It was a good response for the Shuckers, who had been shut out on Thursday 4-0, and so they were able to more than double their hit total from 3 in the shutout to 7 yesterday. But even still, going back to Wednesday, they only scratched across 1 run in the 7th inning on Wednesday. So it's going to be, what can the offense do today against the right-hander Evan McKendry for Montgomery? Nick Bennett goes for the Shuckers, another left-hander for Biloxi. It's Game 5 up next on this Saturday evening from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. We'll get you the rest of the starting lineups next during the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Welcome back to Riverwalk City, the home of the Montgomery Biscuits, the AA affiliate for the Tampa Bay Rays. The Biloxi Shuckers, a AA affiliate for the Milwaukee Brewers, look to break open in this series. Both teams winning 2 games in each of the first 4 games, so a decisive game 5 to see who can take the lead once again before the series finale tomorrow. But let's take a look at the starting lineups for both sides. We start with the Biloxi Shuckers, 56-54 record on the season, 22-21 record in the second half, currently third place in the South Division of the Southern League in the second half. Center fielder Corey Ray hits leadoff, followed by the designated hitter Andrew Monasterio. Garrett Whitley bats third and plays right field. Hitting cleanup is a switch hitting third baseman Xavier Warren, still in his first series in Double A. The shortstop, Cam Devaney, bats fifth, coming off a pair of doubles yesterday in the Shuckers' victory. Switch hitting first baseman out of Ole Miss, Thomas Dillard, bats sixth. The second baseman, Felix Valerio, hits seventh. Doing the catching and batting eighth is Brent Diaz, as Gabe Holt plays left field tonight, and he rounds out the starting nine. He bats nine. Holt's first game in the outfield in his professional days. He played some outfield in college as well as the last time. Not like the Jackson Reeds or Reeds. When he played left field, he hadn't played since high school. So Holt's a little bit more recently where he's played down the outfield grass before. Shuckers send the left-handed pitcher Nick Bennett to the hill today. He goes opposite the right-handed pitcher out of the University of Miami and Evan McKendry. Biscuits first place in the South Division and the second half of the Southern League season. 55-50 record overall, 27-16 in that second half. Third baseman Brett Wisely hits leadoff. The switch hitting shortstop Greg Jones bats second. Second baseman Oslavis Basabi back in the starting nine, had the off day yesterday, and he really is a dangerous hitter. 8-game hitting streak for him that he's currently riding. Cal Manzano bats. Glenna plays first base. A pinch hitter used late in the contest yesterday. Still getting his feet wet in AA as well, just like Xavier Warren. Nico Holzheiser hits fifth and plays left field. Batting sixth in the DH tonight is Evan Edwards. Jordan Cazar mans center field. He bats seventh. Diego Infante hits eighth and plays right field. And doing the catching is Roberto Alvarez as he bats ninth. Again, the Biscuits send Evan McKendry to the hill today, opposite of Nick Bennett. When we come back here on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, we'll get you our picks to click. But before we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 a.m. and 100.9 FM.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, baby. This is WGCM Go.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
And welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium. Shuckers and Biscuits getting set for the fifth game of this six-game series. Shuckers in the road. Gray uniforms today as they pop out from the first base dugout. Biscuits in the home white. While the national anthem next, first pitch onto the side of the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game.
Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up! Hey, batter.
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama, it is game number 5 in a 6-game tilt between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. A very pleasant good evening, everybody. Hope you've had a wonderful Saturday so far. Alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight 56-54 on the air. They're 22-21 in the second half of the Southern League campaign, and that puts them a grand total of 5 games back in the Montgomery Biscuits, who were 55-50 on the year, but 27-16 in the Southern League second half. One more time, here's the starting lineup for the Shuckers. Leading off is the center fielder, Corey Ray. Andrew Bonasterio follows him. He's the DH again today. And Garrett Whitley out in right, bats third. In the cleanup spot is the switch-hitting third baseman, Xavier Warren. Cam Devaney follows him at short. And Thomas Dillard, the switch-hitting first baseman, bats sixth. In the seventh spot is the second baseman, Felix Valerio. Brent Diaz does the catching. He'll hit eighth. And rounding it all out is the left fielder tonight, Gabe Holt. They go opposite the right-hander, Evan McKendry, 0-4 this year with a 3.52 ERA. And the Biloxi Shuckers are led by interim manager Charlie Green, with manager Mike Guerrero away attending to a personal family matter. Shuckers are in their road gray jerseys today. As for the Biscuits, they are in their home whites. Ray in from the left side, and the first offer from the right-hander McKendry is outside for a ball, and we're off and running at 6.06 p.m. here in Montgomery. Thrilled you are spending part of your Saturday with us. 1-0, and Ray takes outside. 2 balls and no strikes from the right-hander McKendry. Well, game time conditions, 82 degrees at first pitch as the 2-0. And Ray hits it hard but foul. And the count is 2-1. Mostly cloudy skies around. And the tarp is still covered down the wide field line, but there are employees of the front office for the Biscuits already on standby with some menacing clouds around. As a 2-1 is punched back of home and foul, and the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes to Corey Ray. And didn't see a flash of lightning off behind us. Okay, glad it wasn't just me. Ray waiting here for the right-hander McKendry and the 2-2. And Corey takes down low. A very good take on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count is run full to the center fielder, Ray. And Corey looking for his first hit of this series. He's 0-15 so far. The set and the 3-2. And he swings over a hard slider. It's a strikeout. So Ray down on strikes. One gone, and Andrew Monasterio, the batter.
And let's meet the Biscuits defense today. Starting the outfield left to right, Nico Holzheiser, Jordan Kazarian, Diego Infantes, and right on the infield, Brett Wisely's at third. Greg Jones, Los Livas, Basabi up the middle. Kyle Manzardo at first. Roberto Alvarez is doing the catching.
First offer to Andrew Monasterio, and a front door curveball misses inside to the right-handed hitter. It is a 1-0. Well, on the bump today for these Biscuits is the 6'3", 200-pound right-hander Evan McKendry. Sets belt high and kicks home the 1-0. And Monasterio flies one into shallow left field, and that'll dunk in for a base hit. So Monasterio, as he has done lately, extends his on-base streak in his first time up. Go ahead and give him 20 games on base for the Shuckers designated hitter tonight. And he's on with one gone for Garrett Whitman. Just a good piece of hitting for Monasterio. Hitting 325 in 40 games coming into today. So that average will bump up slightly. Whitley in from the right side, pinwheels the bat in his left hand, now brings it to the shoulder as the right-hander McKendry deals home a curveball. And that's in tight for a ball. It is 1-0. Now for McKendry, it is his 17th appearance of the year. This is his 15th start. He's kind of a swing man for these Biscuits, but now he's settled into a starting role. Monasterio, a big lead off of Versa, now a head back, and he's not picked off. Wow! It looked like the throw got there in front of Monasterio, but he was just able to slide back into the base. That is incredible because Monasterio started towards second, stopped, started again, and then turned around and headed back to first as the 1-0. And Whitley hits it high in the air, deep left field. This one's got a chance, and it is over the train and gone. Well, we thought we might have a train home run, but instead, Whitley clears everything. And three batters into the ballgame, the Shuckers have a 2-0 lead on the third home run of the year for Garrett Whitley.
I mean, just a no-doubter from Garrett Whitley. We talked about the chance to hit a train. There was a chance, but he said, nope, I'm going to go over the train. A tape measure home run for Garrett Whitley.
So now the left-handed hitting Xavier Warren, switch hitter batting left against the righty McKendry. New baseball in hand, and the righty deals. And Warren lays into one, but he got out in front of it foul. And it's 0-1. Well, that is just the eighth home run allowed by McKendry this year in 62 and two-thirds innings now. The Shuckers take a 2-0 lead as Warren waves through an outside breaking ball. And the count is quickly 0-2. The rest of the numbers now for McKendry. He's now allowed 52 hits, 37 runs, 26 earned. As the 0-2, and that is low and away. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes to Warren. Now in 61 and two-thirds innings, just 8 walks to 59 strikeouts for the right-hander McKendry. Long stare into Warren and the 1-2. And Xavier fouls it right back to the netting. Well, the count will stay at a ball and two strikes for the Shuckers' third baseman. So a single by Monasterio and a two-run blast by Garrett Whitley has given Biloxi a 2-0 lead in the first. Kick and the 1-2. And Warren hits hard and sharply out towards second. Basabe has plenty of time to collect, and he even examines the baseball before he throws it to first. But high second baseman Basabe, and two gone now for Cam Devaney. Well, if you can believe it, that home run by Whitley is just the second home run hit in this series by either team. McKendry, the righty, deals the first one. And a slider is a little low. The other was by Nick Cale in the second inning last night. And Cale has actually been sent up to Triple-A Nashville today. 1-0. And a stretch and a miss at an outside bender. And Devaney now in a 1-1 count. Whitley with a two-run homer to give Biloxi a 2-0 lead. 1-1 is low and outside with a changeup. And the count is 2 balls and 1 strike to Devaney. A scouting report on McKendry. There's a fastball, a curveball, a slider, and a changeup. 2-1, and Devaney just punches this foul. And the count will say will go to 2 balls and 2 strikes to Cam. Devaney now hitting .264 on the year, 103rd game for Cam, coming off of a 2-double night last night. The 2-2 offer. And that is on the outside black. It's a called third strike. So McKendry punches out a pair, but the Shuckers take a two-run lead thanks to the two-run homer by Garrett Whitley. And as we move on to the bottom of the first inning, it's Biloxi 2 and Montgomery coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We head on to the bottom of the first inning. The Biloxi Shuckers with a 2-run lead. And here is the lineup that Biloxi will look to keep in check for the Biscuits tonight. Leading off is the third baseman, Brett Wisely. Greg Jones follows him at short. And Oslavis Basabe at second hits third. The cleanup man is the first baseman, Kyle Manzardo. Nico Holsizer in left. And Evan Edwards is the designated hitter. Jordan Cassar, the center fielder, bats seventh. In the eighth spot, the right fielder, Diego Infante. And Roberto Alvarez rounds it all out. They go opposite the left-hander, Nick Bennett, who gets ready and deals the first one to the left-handed hitting Wisely, and it's inside with a cutter for ball one. And a big flash of lightning just outside of the stadium. 1-0 is bounced foul, and the count is 1-1. That was not a sound effect in the stadium, was it, Thomas?
No, it's not. No metal bleachers or anything around here.
Oh, boy. Set in the 1-1. And a cutter. That's on the inner edge for a called strike. The count is 1-2. Well, we want to talk about what Nick Bennett is doing, but there is just a big storm cloud rolling this way as a 1-2 and Wisely just touches it foul. The count will stay at 1-2. Now, there is clear skies, relatively. You can see the blue out in straightaway center. And then over the right field corner, there is just a big, massive shelf-style black cloud that is rolling what looks like right in our direction. Well, let's hope it holds off. 1-2 again to Wisely, and a slider is down in the dirt. And so the count goes to 2-2. And let's go ahead and meet the left-hander, Nick Bent, 6-9 this year with a 4.87 ERA. 6'3", 202-pound southpaw, who is making his 20th appearance, 19th start with Biloxi. 2-2, and Wisely rips it out into right field. It's a base hit for the third baseman. Whitley will come over and collect, and that holds Wisely to just a single, but as Monasterio did, Wisely immediately extends both his hitting and on-base streak, hitting streak to 6 games and on-base streak to 21 games. So man on with it, nobody gone. Shuckers leading 2-0 here in the bottom of the first, thanks to the 2-run homer by Garrett Whitley. On the first offer to the switch hitting Greg Jones, batting right against the left-hander Bennett, and he takes a fastball low and away. It is 1-0. It was some lightning that just was way out beyond right field, but from the clouds down to the ground. 1-0, and that's a slider outside. 2 balls and no strikes to Jones. A scouting report on Bennett, he throws a fastball, a slider, a changeup, and a cutter. The cutter is a new pitch for Nick this year that he's really incorporated well. 2-0, and Jones nearly bites on a slider down in the dirt. And the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes to Jones. For Bennett, this is his seventh career outing against Montgomery and the sixth game that he started. He's 1-2 lifetime against the Biscuits with a 4.71 ERA. The set and the 3-0. And Jones yanks it into left field. That's a base hit. Coming on his hold, he will scoop and quickly hit the cutoff man, Devaney. But it's back-to-back singles by Wisely and Jones. Nobody gone for Oslavis Basabe.
Let's meet the Shuckers defense tonight. Start on the outfield, left to right. Gabe Holtz in left field. Corey Ray in center. Garrett Whitley's in right. On the infield, Xavier Warren at third. Cam Devaney, Felix Valerio off the middle. Thomas Dillard manning first, and doing the catching is Brent Diaz.
So runners on first and second with nobody gone, and the second baseman, Oslavis Basabe, shows bunt and pushes it up the first baseline. Dillard will scoop, but he was about halfway down the line, and Basabe was already past him. By the time he picked up the ball, it's a bunt single the opposite way, and the Biscuits have loaded the bases with nobody out, and they're bringing up the powerful left-handed hitting first baseman, Kyle Manzardo.
Oh, just a really smart tactical move there by Basabe. Dillard was playing more towards second base, as was the right side of the infield. Basabe bunts it down the first base line, and again with Bennett falling off towards the third base side of the rubber, no chance for anybody.
So it's lefty-lefty here as Bennett sets and fires to Manzardo. And that hits him on the hip. And the Biscuits get their first run on a hit-by-pitch that forces in a run. It's 2-1 Biloxi. So a hit by pitch of Manzardo forces in Wisely. Jones to third, Basabe to second. And now Nico Holsizer waits for Bennett, and the first offer is swung on and missed for a strike. So this has devolved quickly for Bennett, who has been such a good hurler for the Shuckers over the last month and a half now. But he is in a jam early. Lefty peers into Holsizer in the 0-1. And that's taken a slider for a strike. And it's 0-2 to Holsizer. Holsizer, lifetime against Bennett, is 1-for-4 off of him with a double. He has struck out the other three times. Bennett peers in. And the 0-2 is a back slider for a cold third strike. And Holsizer cannot believe it as he goes down looking for the first out. So what a massive bounce back for Bennett as he gets the left-handed hitting Evan Edwards, and that brings us to a spot where we meet our three-man umpiring crew tonight. Raul Moreno is the man calling the balls and strikes. James Jean is our crew chief. He's at third. And Macon Hammond is at first base today. The bases loaded and one gone. Shuckers leading 2-1 here on the bottom of the first inning. And the left-handed hitting Evan Edwards waiting for Bennett. Nick sets and fires. And the first pitch is a cutter. A little low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, the last outing that Bennett made here at Riverwalk Stadium goes down as maybe one of the best starts in his entire career. 1-0 and a sword and a miss through a cutter. And the count is now 1-1. Bennett in that outing matched up against Taj Bradley, and he went 6 innings, 3 hits, no runs, a walk, and 9 strikeouts. Bases loaded and one gone here, and the 1-1 to Edwards. And that is taken at the knees for a strike. He dropped in another. And the count is 1-2 to the designated hitter for Montgomery. Good speed on the bases with Jones at third and Basabe at second. Bennett sets, and the southpaw, after a hold, the 1-2, and a slider is low and away. He couldn't get Edwards to chase, and so the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Edwards hitting 203 this year in 44 games. 3 doubles, a triple, 6 home runs, and 25 driven in. Left-hander Bennett sets, and the 2-2, and that one nearly hit him as a slider bends over towards the inner part of the plate, but misses. And now the count is Edwards with nowhere to put him. Minute. Green Moose catcher. 3-2. It's inside. It's ball four, and that forces in the tying run. Edwards worth the walk. Jones comes in to score, and we are square at two here in the bottom of the first inning. So three straight singles, a hit by pitch, a strikeout, and now a walk. That's how the Biscuits have knotted this game up, and there's still just one gone. And the left-handed hitting center fielder, Jordan Cassara. Bennett kicks home. And the first pitch fastball on the outside, black for a called strike. It is 0-1. Cassara hitting at 243 this year in 60 games with Montgomery. Eight doubles, five triples, and 12 home runs. Next offer in a slider, Diaz brings the knees together to keep it in front of him. And the count goes to one ball and one strike to Cassara. 2-2, Biscuits and Shuckers with one gone here in the bottom of the first inning. And the bases loaded for Bennett. Cassara waiting with a slightly open stance, hands high above his head from the left side. And the 1-1 is a check swing. And a fastball is right at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It is 1-2 to Cassara. Cassara coming into today riding a 16-game on-base streak. He is the seventh man to bat for Montgomery in this inning. Bennett sets, and the 1-2. And a slider is outside. He couldn't get Cassara to fish for it. And the count is 2-2. Now, Cassara spells his last name Q-S-A-R. Jordan Cassara. Southpaw Bennett working from the first base side of the slab, sets. And his 2-2 is low and outside. It dribbles away from Diaz, but barely outside of the dirt circle. And so Basabe stays at third. But yet again, the count has run full. We'll see if Cassara drops the swing or not. And it's got to come at him with something, as there's a big flash of lightning well beyond right field in the approaching rain. The set by Bennett, and the 3-2 is bounded foul over towards the Shuckers dugout on the first base side. Already, the Shuckers have a little bit of moving out in their bullpen. Bennett being forced to throw a lot of pitches here in this inning. Now up to 27 offers. 14 of them have been strikes. Another 3-2. And Cassara hits it hard, but right at Dillard, who spins and throws. It's picked by Devaney at second. They will get an out there, but cannot turn a double play as Basabe races in to score. And the Biscuits take a 3-2 lead here in the bottom of the first. So Basabe scores. Manzardo moves to third. Edwards is out 3-6. And Cassara picks up his 35th RBI on a fielder's choice. And now it's Diego Infante, as looks like the right-hander Kent Hassler is starting to warm. First offer on the way, and that is low for a ball to Infante. It is 1-0. Well, this is the exact opposite of what got Bennett in his last two outings at MGM Park when he started Tuesday and Sunday against Rocket City. Runner goes for second as the 1-0 is at the knees for a strike, and they will cede second base to Cassara, who slides in headfirst with a stolen base. Focus for Diaz, much more the batter at the plate. The 1-1, and Infante fouls it back. And the count is one ball and two strikes to the right fielder. 3-2 Biscuits here in the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers got two in the top of the frame on a two-run homer by Garrett Whitley. The Biscuits have their eighth man batting, the right-handed hitting right fielder Infante. And the 1-2 is a check swing, low and inside. And so the count goes even at two balls and two strikes to the right fielder Infante. This has all happened very quickly for Bennett. It's been a long inning on the mound, but again, ready eight batters into the frame. Manzardo with third. Now Cassara at second with two gone. The Bennett nods in agreement with Diaz. And the lefty brings home a 2-2. That is low and inside with a slider. And so the count has it run full to Infante. So another full count here for Bennett, as he has gone full to each of the last three batters, including Infante. Bennett now approaching 35 pitches, so we'll see what happens with Infante here. 3-2, and it's fouled back. So the count will stay at 3-2, and with that, Bennett is going to hit 35 pitches during this at-bat against Infante, and so this very likely becomes the last batter that he will face this inning. It just depends on if he gets to keep pitching tonight. 3-2, and Infante spoils another one foul. And so the count will stay at 3-2. Now, for Bennett, in his last two outings against Rocket City, remember, it was the long ball that got Nick. He surrendered three home runs in each of his two outings. Now here it has been three singles, a hit, batter, a walk, and a fielder's choice, as the 3-2 is again fouled off by Infante. And so the count stays at 3-2 as Infante has now run this pitch count up near double digits. This is going to be the ninth pitch of the at-bat coming for Bennett. And it's scary to think if Infante might be heating up with the Biscuits. Remember, he had a 2-for-4 performance last night with an RBI double. The 3-2, and it's popped up back of home foul, and this at-bat will go to double digits as Bennett will throw the 10th pitch of this at-bat. Biscuits now leading 3-2 here in the bottom of the first inning. Two gone with Kyle Manzardo at third and Jordan Kassar at second. So a very good speed at second base as the center fielder is out there for the Biscuits. Bennett sets, and the 10th pitch of the at-bat to Infante is lined into center field, a base hit. Manzardo scores easily. Kassar will follow. It's a 2-RBI knock for Infante, and the Biscuits take a 5-2 lead. And before the runner even gets by first, Charlie Green is out of the dugout, and Nick Bennett is not going to make it through the first inning tonight. We have a pitching change for Biloxi. We'll tell you about the new hurler on the other side. Shuckers now trailing at 5-2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd, remember old man Croc?
Makes 50-pound cast iron statues of cows?
Yep, he needs us to haul 24 of them to Oklahoma for cash money.
Sparky, we need us a fifth wheel or a gooseneck hitch. Then we can haul big loads. And Southern Pro Truck has everything needed to get into the hotshot business.
Southern Pro Truck?
And the know-how to set us up right.
How much you reckon 24 50-pound statues of cows weigh, Floyd?
What'd you skip school on math day in the fourth grade?
I skipped the whole fourth grade.
Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Pitching change for the Biloxi Shuckers here in the bottom of the first inning. Five runs across for Montgomery, and the new hurler is the right-hander Kent Hassler for Biloxi.
Hassler's 22nd appearance with AA Biloxi this season, a 1-3 record, 3.54 ERA. In 28 innings, he's allowed just three home runs, walked 12, and struck out 34.
So he gets the catcher, Roberto Alvarez, in the first offer, and Alvarez golfs it out towards left field. First chance for Holt, and he's not going to get there as he gets all the way past him and rolls up underneath the padding at the 395 sign. Racing in to score is Infante, and Alvarez pulls into second with an RBI double, and the Biscuits have cashed in six runs here in this bottom of the first inning as Brett Wisely is about to hit for a second time. So first pitch swinging for Alvarez. It's his eighth double of the year. And Wisely will bat for a second time in this inning. So unfortunately for Bennett, that closes his line, and it is not a favorable one today. First offer to Wisely, and that is inside for a ball. It is 1-0. So for Bennett, two-thirds of an inning with six runs to his ledger on four hits, a walk, a hit batter, and a strikeout. Right-hander Hassler waits and deals the 1-0 to the lefty Wisely, and he takes inside with a slider, and it's two balls and no strikes. So a tough bottom of the first inning for Biloxi after Garrett Whitley had hit a two-run homer to give them a 2-0 lead three batters into the ballgame. The three consecutive singles, a hit by pitch, as the 2-0, and Wisely can't check up on a fastball at the bottom of the zone. It's 2-1. A strikeout, a walk to force in a run, a fielder's choice, a two RBI single, and an RBI double has driven in six. The Biscuits still not done. Hassler readies, and the 2-1 is high. Three balls and one strike to Wisely. Wisely now hitting 270 on the year. 92nd game, 17 doubles, 5 triples, and 12 home runs. The left-handed hitting third baseman, who's now hit safely in six straight games. 3-1 is right in there for a strike. Man, I don't know why Wisely was going to flip the bat. That was a mostly middle pitch.
Just hoping Raul Moreno wasn't going to call it.
Well, instead, the count has now run full. Again, still two outs in this inning, but a man at second. And the 3-2 is shot back towards the press box and foul. Oh, it might have slipped right by the bar that is just past the edge of the press box, and so it's an open area there on the suite level, because I didn't hear a loud bang that we normally hear. Regardless, it'll be another 3-2 pitch, and the Biscuits have just made the Shuckers throw a lot of pitches in this first. 3-2 is inside, and that is ball four. Slider that missed. So Wisely works the walk, the first from Hassler. Runners on first and second, still two gone in the bottom of the first inning. And the Biscuits leading it 6-2. So here is Jones, switch hitter batting right now, or batting left now against the right-hander Hassler. As Ken readies and brings home the first. And a check swing on a slider right over for a strike. It is 0-1. As there's another flash of lightning, and the gray clouds continuing to creep closer. But it does not seem like it is raining here in the ballpark yet. The set at the 0-1. And Jones spins his torso from an inside fastball. It is 1-1. 6-2 Biscuits here in the bottom of the first inning. Day done for Nick Bennett after he threw 38 pitches. Hassler readies the 1-1. And Jones fouls it off of his leg. As the count goes to a ball and two strikes to Jones. And if you're Biloxi, the good news is that last night you needed to just use two relievers to make it through the contest. As Robert Gasser pitched into the sixth inning, Luis Contreras went an inning in the third, and Cam Robinson covered the final two innings. Boy, it's a good thing that we didn't go to extras yesterday, as the Shuckers picked up a 5-4 win. Runners on first and second and two gone. And Hassler sets at the belt. And the right-hander, another 1-2. And that's taken around the hands for a ball. The count goes even at 2-2 to Jones.
Yeah, it's going to be a long bullpen day, and we'll see how many pitchers use today and then tomorrow as well, just to get to the off day.
The set by Hassler and the 2-2. When Jones checks his swing, they'll appeal out to third as it ricochets off of the gear of Diaz, and that allows the runners to advance 90 feet. Check swing said it was a ball, and so a wild pitch moves Wisely to second and Alvarez down to third, and this could turn into a very ugly inning, more so than it already is for Biloxi here in the bottom of the first. Another full count here, this one to Jones. And the 3-2 is taken down low. It's ball four. Ball dribbles away slightly from Diaz, but not far enough away to let Alvarez, the catcher, race in to score. But yet again, the bases are loaded, and Oslavis Basabe will be the hitter. Basabe, the 12th man to bat in this inning. Six, two biscuits here in the bottom of the first inning. Basabe waits, and the first offer is taken just a little outside with a fastball. It is 1-0. Remember, Basabe dropped down a bunt single his first time up in this inning. And with that, Nick Childs is going to come out and have a quick mound visit. So Bennett threw 38 pitches, and Hassler is already at 15. Here in this first inning. And for the Biscuits, just an example of what they can do to you. Five of the last six batters have all worked full counts, and the only one that didn't was Alvarez, who doubled on the very first pitch that he saw from Hassler. Childs comes out just to have a word with Hassler. Felix Valerio and Brent Diaz come out and join as well. And again, there are two important factors here. One, Shucker is trying to get out of this inning. But then two, you really need Hassler to find a way to finish off this frame efficiently, because you need him for maybe another inning or two in long relief tonight. Hassler goes to the rosin bag, now reaches down and swipes some dirt onto his palm and right hand that he then dangles down as he gets the sign from Diaz. Now the 1-0 to Basabe, and he lifts it in the air, right side foul. The count is 1-1. And you just hope we're not headed for what happened in Sugarland last night.
No 17-run inning.
Space Cowboys were taking on the Oklahoma City Dodgers. And Sugarland, as Thomas said, scored 17 runs in an inning.
And the game was tied at four.
It was not after that. Shuckers trailing 6-2 with the bases loaded here. And the 1-1, and Basabe fights it back foul. The count is 1-2. And 12 of those runs came in and scored with two outs in the inning.
Man.
That is just maddening, and what is absolutely wild about baseball. Hassler trying to limit the damage anymore here with the bases loaded and two outs. The righty sets and the 1-2. And Basabe just able to catch a piece of it. And so it'll stay at a ball and two strikes. Six runs, five hits, no errors here in this bottom of the first for the Biscuits. Two runs on, two hits, and no errors for the Shuckers back in the top of this frame. As we are rapidly getting a 40-minute first inning. The set on the 1-2. And Basabe hits a bouncer. Devaney wheels around. Back picks. Long throw to first. And it gets by Dillard. One run comes in to score. Here comes the second run. Basabe will be tagged out at second as he headed to the base. But two more runs come in to score as Alvarez and Wisely come home. And the nightmare inning finally comes to a conclusion, but not before Montgomery scores eight runs in the bottom of the first. And as we head on to the second, it's Montgomery 8 and Biloxi 2. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Well, looky here, Bob, what do we have? Another pretty thing ready for me to grab. But little does she know that.
As Dillon leads off the second inning as he swings and misses at a first pitch from the right-hander Tevin McKenzie for a strike. It is 0-1. 8-2. Montgomery leading Biloxi here in the top of the second inning. Yes, you heard that right. 8-2. As the 0-1 is outside in the count. One ball and one strike to Dillon. So ultimately, the Biscuits end up sending 12 men to the plate in the first inning and score 8 runs. The set down the 1-1. And a breaking ball misses outside to Dillard. Switch hitter batting left. And the count is 2 balls and 1 strike to Thomas. So now if you're Biloxi, all you can do is grind away. There's a lot of game left. The set down the 2-1. And Dillard just fouls it off. Remember, Biloxi had a game when we were back in MGM Park at the end of July, in which they took an 8-0 lead over the Biscuits. And Montgomery led at one point in that game. 2-1, and Dillard shoots it foul down the left field line. Now check that. That was a 2-2 pitch, so it will stay at 2-2. Remember, that was the game Biloxi then had to tie it up again in the bottom of the 8th inning as Dillard weaves and misses over a curveball for a strikeout. Third strikeout for McKendry, first out here in the inning. And it brings up Felix Valerio, the second baseman. The Shuckers ended up tying it up. And then Sal Frelick with a walk-off RBI single in the bottom of the 10th to give Biloxi a 10-9 win. First offer to Valerio. And a fastball's in there for a strike. It is 0-1. So go ahead, Tom.
So the first pitch of the inning two is all of a sudden you come back from break and there's the game.
0-1. And a check swing is on the inner edge. And it's 1-1. So certainly, look, you don't like to be down by half a dozen runs, but there's a lot of ball game left. Set in the 1-1. And Valerio lifts it high into the air, and it sprays foul over on the first base side. And so count goes to a ball and 2 strikes to the Shuckers' second baseman. But as is the extremely cliche saying, you're not going to get all 6 runs back with 1 swing. You'll just have to generate traffic on the bases. McKendry's shaking off a few signs, now has one, and the 1-2 is swung on and missed, a curveball down in the dirt. So back-to-back strikeouts for McKendry, 3 in a row, dating back to the last out in the top of the first inning. With 2 gone, it'll be the catcher, Brent Diaz. This is one of those best laid plans. I had all this great stuff about Evan McKendry pitching in Miami, going opposite Louisville. Well, that goes out the window now. First offer to Diaz, and that is low for a ball. It is 1-0. And I think the rain
might be starting
to fall. 8-2 Biscuits here in the second. Next offer to Diaz. Hard hit ball, and it ricochets off the ankle of Jones and goes into center field. A rocket off of the foot of Diaz, or off the bat of Diaz. And he is on first, and with the rain coming down, some of the players are leaving the bullpen. Grounds crew rumbling towards the tarp. And they are starting to take the cover off of it as Holt gets ready to dig in, and we'll see if Gabe gets to have this at bat. Looks like they're going to let McKendry keep pitching here. As the first offer, and Holt muscles it off foul for a strike at his own one. And look, we are up in the broadcast booth, so we certainly don't have the same feel for what the rain is like down on the field, but it just seems to be coming down a little bit more than a drizzle right now. The 0-1, and Holt takes down low. And they count one ball and one strike to Gabe.
You can always tell when it starts raining, too, when everyone lowers or leaves the lower bowl area, heads for the covering.
Yep. Or busts out the umbrellas. The 1-1. And Holt fouls this straight back, and the count is 1-2. By the way, they have given that as a single to Diaz, which seems like the right call. It was a very hard-struck ball. Rain falling here in Montgomery. The Shuckers trailing at 8-2 in the top of the second inning. Two gone and a man on first. And the 1-2. And Holt fights off another one. And so the count will stay at a ball and two strikes. So I guess that, look, the dark stuff is out beyond right field. You can see well out beyond right. More towards right center where there is a dark mass of black rain that is falling out that way. So this is somehow the lighter stuff right now. As the 1-2. And Holt takes just off the outside corner. Pretty good looking slider that just missed. The count goes even at 2-2 to Holt. It's very possible that this stuff is going to just rain on us for a minute. We'll keep on playing. The set on the 2-2. And Holt rips it foul down the first baseline. He nearly tucked it inside of the first base bag. And instead, the count will stay at 1-2. And McKendry is going to ask for a new baseball. And I don't think Evan McKendry is very happy that he is having to be out there pitching right now. Right-hander flicked that one away in disgust. 2-2, and that one nearly hits Holt, and it goes past the catcher Alvarez into the backstop. And that's going to allow Diaz to advance down to second. And this is where the determination to continue playing in a pretty good rain comes into question, because not only does it determine how much control a guy is going to have, then it becomes a question of player safety. You certainly don't want a guy throwing a 94-mile-an-hour fastball and not having a good grip on the baseball because of the rain. The 3-2 to Holt. And Gabe fights another one off foul. So Diaz at second after the single and the wild pitch. Two gone here in the top of the second inning, and the Shuckers trailing at 8-2. And now the rain has lightened up just a little bit, but it is definitely still falling. And another 3-2. And this is bounced out towards short. Jones bobbles this one, picks it up, and won't have a play. So Holt is on base as Jones. That one will likely go down as an error. Regardless, Biloxi with men on the edges. And two gone, and the lineup turns back over to Corey Ray.
And you talk about a wet baseball. That one getting plenty of grass on the way out to Jones. Hit him in the chest, and he went down 2, 3, 4 times to try to bear in and pick it up. And it just couldn't corral it all in one motion.
And now the rain has definitely lightened up to be much more of a mist than a rain. And Jim Paddock's going to come out and have a word as Roberto Alvarez also out on the mound for this mound visit. So waiting the scoring decision, though, it looks like they have given that as an E6 on Greg Jones, his 16th error of the season. That is the most in the Southern League. The Shuckers will take their base runners however they can get them. So we should also look back and see that there for the end of the first inning. They have given it as a single to Oslavis Basabe, and then a throwing error allowed the other run to score. So just one RBI for Basabe. It doesn't matter, though, as both runs scored, but the Shuckers a chance to maybe get a few back here. As the first offer to Ray, and Corey swings through a slider for a strike, it is 0-1. 8-2 Montgomery, and we're just here in the top of the second inning. The runners on the edges with two gone. The 0-1. And Ray swings through an inside breaking ball. The count is quickly 0-2 to Corey. Corey, a strikeout victim, his first time up back in the first inning. As the rain has mostly stopped now. So a good decision to play through. The set and the 0-2 will wait as they pick off to first. And check on Holtz, who dives back in and dirties up the front of the gray jersey. And now, instead of the wind blowing from the right field foul pole to left, it is blowing pretty much straight out to right field. The 0-2. And Ray, a check swing tapper up the third base line. It is bouncing foul. Scooped up by the third baseman Wisely. So Corey stays alive on the foul ball. Boy, it seems like weather is just impacting baseball all over the place over this span. Of course, today the Brewers were up in Chicago, and there was some bad weather in the forecast there, some ominous clouds that they had to deal with. Ultimately ended up getting the entire game in, if I'm not mistaken. The set and another 0-2 to Ray. And Corey takes down low. It slithers away from Alvarez. The throw to second. Holt slides in safely as it was wide to Jones. So another wild pitch allows the Shuckers to get another man into scoring position. And Ray with a ball and two strikes on him. And again, Biloxi just trying to get back into this game, trailing 8-2, but it's just the top of the second inning. Settle in. This one feels like it's going to be a long one tonight. The set of the 1-2. And Ray pops it up, but back of home and foul. And so it'll stay at a ball and two strikes to Ray.
I know the Embraces are supposed to play a doubleheader today. They were in a rain delay. And don't know if they have started that first game or not.
Diaz in third, Holt at second. A long stare in by the right-hander Evan McKendry, and he will step off to reset the pitch clock. Cubs ended up beating the Brewers in 11 innings today, 6-5, and unfortunately, Peter Strzelecki takes the loss. 1-2, and Ray, a little inside-out bounder out to third, scooped up by Wisely. Throw to first is in time. And the Shuckers strand a pair in the top of the second. No runs, a hit, an error, and two men left on base. We go on to the bottom of the second. It's Montgomery 8 and Biloxi 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Home half of the second inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Montgomery Biscuits 8-2. Ken Hassler will come back out for the second inning. And after he came in and faced four batters in the bottom of the first inning. And two more runs did come in and score. But he'll get Kyle Manzardo, the cleanup man, to get things going here in the bottom of the second. In that first inning, eight runs on six hits for the Biscuits. Shuckers did not commit an error, and there was still one man left on base, so we can sort and finish that out. So here's Manzardo from the left side and Hassler's first offer. And Manzardo takes a low and in for a ball. It is 1-0. The last time up for Manzardo in the first inning, he was hit by a pitch on the very first pitch that he got from Nick Bennett. Now forced in a run to make it 2-1. 1-0. And he yanks this one down the right field line onto the Berman foul. And the count is 1-1. Now Manzardo is a very dangerous hitter. This is his 10th game up from high A. And in his first nine games at double A, he's 11 for 30. Coming into today, he has a 333 average across two levels. As the 1-1 is lifted foul. And the count is 1-2. That 333 average is tied for the third best batting average in all of minor league baseball. The player that he is tied with, well, would be none other than former Biloxi Shucker Sal Freelick, sitting 333 across three levels this year. We're set on the 1-2, and Manzardo hits this high in the air, deep to right field, towards the foul pole, up and over and gone. Solo home run for Kyle Manzardo, his second of the year with the Biscuits and his 19th overall of the season. Montgomery adds on another. It's 9-2. Well, that will only increase his OPS. Best in minor league baseball coming into today. Now it's Nico Holsizer who takes a slider on the outside edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Hassler readies in the right-hander, the 0-1. And Holsizer, a hard-hit ball, but right at Devaney, who took a step to his left, collects with the glove, and fires to first. The weed whacker off the bat of Holsizer that burned some grass on its way out to short. But Devaney was up to the task, and Holsizer is the first out with Evan Edwards coming to bat.
And anything on the pull side of the infield of Holsizer, and it's kind of like when Thomas Dillard's at the bat, he hits it on the right side of the infield when he's batting from the left side.
First offer to Edwards is a bounder up the first baseline, and that is foul for a strike. It is 0-1. Edwards, a walk to force in a run back in the first inning. Hard to believe that made it 2-2 at the time. The Biscuits would add on six more in that inning, and they've added on one more here in the second. 9-2 Montgomery. The set on the 0-1. And Edwards lifts this one to deep left field. Holt started in. Now he's backing up. And in that little cutout, out in deep left field, Gabe Holt makes the catch for the outs. Two gone, and Jordan Kassar the batter. Pretty good for Holt, who is seeing his first action in professional baseball out in left field tonight. Coming into this evening, he had played 98 games at second, 38 games at third, and he'd been a designated hitter 35 times. But never over the course of his professional career had he started in left field. First offer to Kassar, who checks his swing and takes an inside pitch for a ball. It is 1-0. The game has looked pretty good out there so far early on. And Infante had the two RBI single out to left, but there was not much more he could have done about that. As this pitch is pumped in for a strike, it's 0-1. And Alvarez did have the RBI double, but again, that was hit all the way out to the wall out in deep left field. Set in the 1-1. And Kassar lifts up the hands and takes an inside slider. Two balls and a strike to the left-handed hitting in center fielder. Kassar with an RBI fielder's choice, a stolen base and a run scored an inning ago. Ashler, the 2-1. And Kassar takes down low. 3 balls and 1 strike. And again, the rain has pretty much stopped here in Montgomery. Fans have returned to their seats. But it is still raining well out beyond right field. We can see where it's raining out there, and there's still flashes of lightning out that way. 3-1, and Kassar, a hard skipper out towards second. Valerio to a knee, knocks it down, recovers, throws, and Dillard can't scoop it, and Diaz can't back it up as it rattles off the backstop, and that will let Kassar get to second. So there might be 2 errors on that one play alone on a hard hit ball to Valerio. Find out how they score it, but it's very possible. And it's going to be an error on Valerio that lets Kassar reach, and then the throwing error that lets him advance to second.
Yeah, well, it's initially a good knockdown by Valerio, and they just rushed the throw because of Kassar hustling down the line.
Definitely one error that lets Kassar get to second base. 9-2 Biscuits here in the bottom of the second inning. Hassler goes to the back of the mound, cleans his spikes off the pad that they have there on the back of the mound. Now gets ready to face Infante. And Kassar breaks for third, and the first offer is shot into right field, a base hit. Whitley will scoop, but because Kassar was off and moving, he will come in and score. And Infante has his third RBI of the night, and the Biscuits are not taking their foot off the pedal. They lead it 10-2 here in the second.
Talked about Diego DeFonte yesterday having a multi-hit performance, and now today, obviously, you said it's carried over, driving in another run.
2-for-2 on the night, and now it's Alvarez who doubled and drove in a run his last time up. 10-2 Biscuits here in the bottom of the second inning. Set on the first offer, and that is outside for a ball. It is 1-0, and Hassler goes to a spot on the mound to clean the landing zone. And it's 1-0. So now for Hassler, he's at 34 pitches already on the night. No one throwing in Biloxi's pen, so Hassler trying to make his way through this second. 1-0 is low. 2 balls and 0 strikes to Alvarez. Remember, Nick Bennett didn't make it out of the first inning. Just 2/3 of an inning tonight. 6 runs, 5 earned on 4 hits, a walk, and a strikeout. The set by Hassler and the 2-0. That's right over with the fastball for a strike. It is 2-1. And with that, Ronaldo Hernandez will start playing catch out in Biloxi's bullpen. Short lead off of first for Infante, and Hassler's 2-1 is outside. 3 balls and 1 strike to Alvarez. Hassler working in full length of blue sleeves tonight out from underneath the gray jersey. He's got the gray pants rolled up, showing the dark blue socks as well. The righty's 3-1, and that is punched down the first baseline. Dillard scoops it up in fair territory and takes one step behind him to go to the bag and bring the second inning to a close. But the Biscuits add on another 2 runs on 3 hits and an error, and they strand him. We go on to the third, and the Biscuits have a 10-2 lead over the Shuckers. And as we go that way, we take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Cruising, WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow, looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Start of the third inning, the Luxe Shuckers trailing the Montgomery Biscuits 10-2, and it rained enough that Raul Moreno can't just brush off home plate. He's got to get a towel to clean off the plate. Well, that's one indication about how much moisture there was. Andrew Monasterio leads it off here in the third inning, and to take you to the next couple, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. First pitch to Andrew Monasterio is a slider on the outer half for strike one. After a long first two innings, just taking over an hour to play. And the right-hander McKendry, 0-1, is down and away. Monasterio lays off, and the count evens 1-1. Well, Andrew is singled and scored in the first, in which Biloxi took a 2-0 lead on the Garrett Whitley blast. And the 1-1 to Monasterio swings and misses at a fastball, 1-2. But the tide quickly turned, an 8-run bomb in the first inning, and the Biscuits get two more in the second. 10 runs on 9 hits with an 8-run lead. 1-2, and Monasterio swings and misses at a breaking ball. And the fifth strikeout already for the right-hander, Evan McKendry. Makes quick work of Monasterio, one out, nobody on for the right fielder, Garrett Whitley. As he kicks around some dirt on the right side. Well, as you said, the clouds have been moving all around Riverwalk Stadium tonight. And the slider popped up first base side and over the seats out of play for strike one. Feels like it has gone a bit brighter because of some of the heavier, darker ones moving. Out past the left field foul pole. And the 0-1, Whitley flies it foul just over the grass berm down the right field side. It's quickly 0-2. But Whitley erupted a 2-run home run over the train in the first inning. The 0-2. And Whitley off the edge of the bat, flared into shallow left field, charging on his Holsizer. The left fielder goes feet first and makes the catch. Takes away a base hit from Whitley, two gone in the third. It was well struck, but not struck well enough just because he was out in front of the breaking ball, and so more towards the edge of the bat, but Holsizer able to make up some ground. And the switch hitting third baseman Xavier Warren takes a curveball off the knees for strike one. By the way, the Whitley home run distance is the 0-1. Is at the knees, called strike, even though Alvarez couldn't squeeze it. It's 0-2, 442 feet.
Whoa.
Thanks to Michael O'Neill. Trackman numbers. So we've seen some really just powerful home runs in this series from Nick Hill yesterday. And now Whitley today. And the 0-2 Warren pops it off the edge of the bat, foul, third base side into a sea of hands. On the Biscuits dugout. I think the wind was blowing it out towards left field before, but still Willie caught all of it as a slider is poked into left center field. That drops in for a base hit. And Xavier Warren with his third hit of the series, and in his double-A career, a two-out single in the top of the third. So Warren's at first after a strikeout and a flyout began this top of the third inning. And it's the ever-dangerous shortstop, Cam Devaney. Now slides in the right-hander's batter's box against the right-hander, Evan McKendry. Comes after the letters from the stretch, and a fastball is bumped in on the outer half for a called strike. Well, Devaney was charged with an error. It was his first error in his last 33 games. The 0-1 is rolled over foul third base side, and on the top step of the Biscuits dugout, nice catch. It's 0-2, though, on Devaney, which is pretty significant for Cam considering he plays mostly third base and shortstop, and you get majority of the balls in a game. The 0-2 breaking ball in the dirt. He chases after and strikes out. So Evan McKendry gives up a two-out single, nothing more. Punches out two more as he's rung his strikeout total of six through 3 innings. We're through 2.5, 10-2 Biscuits on top of the Shuckers here at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. To the Shuckers and the Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
We've hit the bottom of the third inning in Montgomery, Alabama. All Biscuits here in game 5, 10-2. And new pitcher of the ball game is the right-hander Arnaldo Hernandez.
Now for Hernandez, it's his 32nd appearance of the year. 5-2 with a 7.54 ERA. 37 innings worth of work. 33 runs, 31 earned on 49 hits. He has walked 25 and struck out 46.
Hernandez has the top of the order in his work cut out for him. Brett Wisely, Greg Jones, and Oslavis Basabi will meet and greet him. First pitch to Brett Wisely. Fans on a 95-mile-hour fastball first. Third time through the order for the Biscuits. Third pitcher used in the ballgame for Biloxi. After Nick Bennett got the start, Hernandez is 0-1. Is up and away of the fastball, 96-1-1. Bennett went 2/3 of an inning, gave up 6 runs on 4 hits. Hassler completed the next inning in a third. 4 runs all earned on 5 hits, 2 walks and a home run. And the 1-1, belt high, a fastball for strike 2. And both Bennett and Hassler each threw 38 pitches and 22 strikes. So kind of strange to see first pitchers in the ballgame for the Shuckers aligned synchronously, as the 1-2 is punched foul down the third base side. And Wisely will step back in. A single and a walk today. He scored twice on base streak to 21 games, as Gary mentioned previously, the longest active streak in the Southern League. And the 1-2, Wisely pokes into left center field. That drops in for a base hit as Holt was a step away from it. And one option in front of him, and Wisely aboard for the third time tonight, his second hit. And that puts the Biscuits into double figures in terms of hits. 10 runs on 10 hits now. As they look to continue to pad their 8-run cushion. So still nobody out. Leadoff man on. Wisely at first, held on by the first baseman Dillard and the switch hitting shortstop Greg Jones. Takes a fastball right down to Main Street for strike one. Well, the Shuckers were on the wrong side of one of these results before, back in the beginning of July against the Mississippi Braves on July 2nd. And the 0-1 to Jones. Just misses outside. One ball and one strike. 18-4, M Braves victory. And back on July 2nd. The M Braves scored 12 runs in the first three innings. 1-1, and Jones, a high bouncer out to second. Valera backs up, goes to second for one, but that's all they'll get. As Devaney will just eat it with Jones' speed. No way, and a slow chopper to the right side of the infield. They're going to be able to turn two. So fielder's choice, 4-6. And Jones is at first with one out. Now 1-for-2 in his box score ledger. 10-2 is our score. Biscuits ahead on Biloxi, and the second baseman Oslivas Basabi stands in the right side against the right-hander Arnaldo Hernandez, who steps off the back side of the rubber. No throw or anything. Really just, I think, wanted to run through the signs again with the catcher Brent Diaz. Basabi 2-for-2, a pair of singles. He scored in his first at-bat in the first inning. Now Hernandez spins and fires to first, so that is the second time he stepped off in this at-bat. As Hernandez dinks his right foot a couple times right up against the white rubber, and now Brent Diaz is going to come out and chat with Hernandez. I mentioned before the rain in Pearl, Mississippi. They were rained out yesterday, doubled today. Well, unfortunately, that didn't go as scheduled. They are postponed again today up at Trustmark Park. So they look like, well, they'll lose a game. You know, can't play a triple header tomorrow, so they'll play a double header tomorrow. Up in Pearl. Some rain impacting the Southern League. Had some rain here today so far, but nothing has slowed the game down as a fastball at the knees called strike two, Basabi. For strike one. Still dark clouds all around, but the sun setting. The 0-1, and Basabi rips right back up the middle into center field, the base hit. Jones turns around second, but Ray gets to it quickly. And Oslavis Basabi has already extended his hit streak to 9 games, 3-for-3 tonight. Now 15-for-34 during that span. Just a hard hit machine. He's got 2 triples in this series when back-to-back games. On Wednesday and Thursday with a triple. None of that so far today, but runners on first and second, one out, bottom third in Montgomery. 8-run cushion for the Biscuits. And Kyle Manzardo homered his last bat from the left side. Takes pitch up and away for ball one. Manzardo today mentioned a home run. It was a solo shot, but the bases loaded was hit by a pitch in the first inning. That's what led in the first run against Nick Bennett. And Manzardo waits 1-0. And a big, healthy cut and a miss at a fastball. The count 1-1. Well, Manzardo in his second series in Double-A, off to a good start. 2 home runs already, and a 3-double game earlier in this series. And Hernandez steps off the back side of the rubber, looks back Jones at second, who's got plenty of speed. But obviously an 8-run lead, not as keen to take an extra 90 feet. One. And that's at the knees for a called strike. With a fastball at 94 to Bernardo. So he had Nick Hill yesterday at the home run. Here is your Washington graduate and Washington State graduate in Kyle Manzardo at the plate right now. Is the 1-2. And Manzardo takes up and away, 2-2. So the great state of Washington being well represented these last two nights. Of course, Scotty Sunich is on the injured list for most of the season. Was slated to pitch here in Biloxi. Washington State grad as well. Hernandez is 2-2. And a breaking ball is tapped behind home plate towards the screen. And so the battle continues. Of course, a lot going on right now with the Pac-12. And UCLA leaving for more money in the Big Ten. 2-2 is rifled back to the screen off the bat of Manzardo. USC joining them as well. Kind of what is the future going to be like for the Pac-12? Of course, before that, it was the Pac-10. And just go back to the Pac-10. I don't know. Arizona State with rich baseball history in the Pac-12. Arizona. And the 2-2. Bouncing ball up the first base side, wide of the bag, though. Ends up just past the Shuckers' dugout. Of course, up in Corvallis, Oregon State. A couple national championships. Adley Rushman, first overall draft pick by the Orioles out of Oregon State in the big leagues. Making a big difference for Baltimore. Feel like they're starting to move out of rebuilding into we're going to contend now for the next 10 years. And Rushman a big part of that. Hernandez kicks 2-2. And a swing and a miss. Breaking ball down in the dirt. And Manzardo goes fishing after it. Hernandez strikes out his first batter, second out here in the third. Oh, but it's still danger looming. Runners on first and second. And two biscuits. And Nico Holsizer climbs in the right side. Against the right-handed thrower, Arnaldo Hernandez, as flashes of lightning continue off in the distance at Riverwalk Stadium. And a first pitch slider sneaks in on the other half for strike one. Well, Holsizer is 0 for his last 14 at the plate. Remember, he started with that wall banger of a double in game one on Tuesday. Hits in his first two trips. He's been 0-4 since, trying to break out of that slump. As the 0-1 is skied high in the air, shallow right field. The Valerio goes out, but it's Whitley who charges in shallow right and makes the catch to bring a close to the bottom of the third inning. No runs on two hits and two men left on base after three. Still the Biscuits 10 and the Shuckers 2. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
If the Biscuits turn a double play, or have a player hit a double during this inning, fans in section 105, row 3, you're going home with a free Whataburger.
Thank you.
Top of the fourth inning. Shuckers trailing the Montgomery Biscuits 10-2. Thomas Dillard, Felix Valera, and Brent Diaz due up in this half inning as Dillard takes a slider down and in for ball one from the right-hander, Evan McKendry. Six strikeouts so far through the first three frames. McKendry off the first base side of the rubber, 1-0, and Dillard whiffs at a breaking ball down and in. And this time gets a swing and a miss from the Ole Miss Rebel alum. The count evens 1-1. Here is the next offering as the catcher Alvarez couldn't squeeze it on the outer half with a changeup. Missed anyway, down and away, 2-1. So Dillard struck out swinging his first time up, one of those six strikeouts from McKendry. And 2-1, Dillard hacks over and misses at a cutter, 2-2. Still looking to add on to his on-base streak at seven games right now. Could make it eight here with the base in. Big shift on the left side of the infield, playing towards the second base bag as a 2-2 is shot foul down the left field side. Well, for those just joining us, missed quite a bit. Eventful first three innings. And McKendry is 2-2. And Dealer takes a called third strike on the outer half. A slaughter that sweeps in. And Dealer down on strikes number seven today for McKendry. First out in the fourth. Well, quick score recap. Monasterio singled in the first. Garrett Whitley followed up with a two-run home run over the train tracks and a train going by in the top of the first. As breaking ball down and away misses to the right-hander Felix Valerio with one out and nobody on the top of the fourth. Then the Biscuits answered with an eight-run bottom of the first inning as Valera this time takes a called strike. It's 1-1. 12 men sent to the plate. Eight runs on five hits. Tacked on two more in the second. And the 1-1, a slider at the knees for a strike 1-2 to Felix. And so we've had that result. A few zeros tossed up now. As McKendry is 1-2. Swing and a miss. A changeup down and in. Got him. Back-to-back-to-back strikeouts going back to last inning. That's now eight today for McKendry, who is just one shy of tying his season high back on June 9th at this ballpark against Chattanooga, where he went six innings and picked up the loss as well. That was a tough go for him. Well, nobody on, two gone. And a slider misses low for ball one to the catcher, Brent Diaz. And McKendry gave up two runs, both of them unearned, where he struck out nine in the losing effort as the 1-0 misses away, 2-0. And which he's been in control today over the Shuckers order outside of the Whitley home run. Four hits for the Shuckers tonight. And the right-hander's 2-0. Is fastball paint on the outer half for a called strike. Four pitches, 52 strikes for McKendry. 2-1 as Diaz pulls it down the left field line, but foul. It ricochets off a few empty seats just above the Biscuits bullpen near the jutted-out fence where they sit in. They see lawn chairs. But Diaz looks straight it out this time with two strikes on him and two gone, the 2-2. As Diaz flies it in the air, medium depth, left center field, Holsizer charges in and makes the catch on the run with Kazar right next to him. And it's a 1-2-3, top of the fourth inning. But eight strikeouts now for the right-hander Evan McKendry. Again, just one shy of tying his season high. We've played three and a half tonight at Riverwalk Stadium. It's the Biscuits 10 and the Shuckers 2. As Evan Edwards, Jordan Cazara, and Diego Infante do up against the right-hander Arnaldo Hernandez. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Teamed up with the Joe Torre Safe at Home Foundation to end the cycle of domestic violence.
We've reached the bottom of the fourth inning in Montgomery. 10-2, Biscuits on top. The right-hander Arnaldo Hernandez faces off against the lefty DH today, and Evan Edwards, former NC State Wolfpack player. And the first pitch is a fastball, 95 outside for ball one. Hernandez came in last inning. Two singles, but a strikeout and a scoreless third. After the Biscuits put up an eight spot in the bottom of the first inning. And a 1-0. Breaking ball misses high and away, 2-0. Edwards 0 for 1, a base loaded walk in the first inning before he flat out to left field in the second. Hernandez is behind on Edwards, 2-0. As Edwards sends a high drive out to deep left field towards the scoreboard, holds at the wall, he peels off, and this one's gone for a home run. Evan Edwards, who was 0 for 8 in the series, including today with 6 strikeouts, strikes for his first hit of the series, and it is a home run. Makes it 11-2. There in the bottom of the fourth inning. Second home run today from the Biscuits. Manzardo tallied one in the second. And both of them have been leadoff home runs as well to kick off a frame. So Jordan Cazar, another lefty, takes a fastball in the outer half for strike one. 11 runs on 12 hits tonight. Big shift on the left side of the infield. Cam Devaney playing towards the second base bag. Xavier Ward in the hole on the left side. And the 0-1 is down and inside for a ball, 1-1. Well, let's check in on, you know, today in baseball history. Always a neat thing for baseball reference to go all the way back to the history of the game into the 19th century. I do it once in a while. It's a 1-1. This is outside with a changeup, 2-1. Games just like this sometimes, but there's always something kind of a funny or a good chuckle once in a while of just, you know, things that happened in baseball history back in the late 20th century that never happened today. Or even just anniversaries of certain events. As a slider misses down and in, 3-1. Well, today, I know we're talking about the Field of Dreams and Shoeless Joe Jackson. Today, back in 1915, he was acquired from the Cleveland baseball team by the White Sox. As a 3-1 is lasered the opposite way down the left field line, but foul. And towards the picnic area they have down there, and the count's full. But this one takes the cake here today. 19, a man by the name of Tony Freitas, will win 342 minor league games. He was pitching in the Pacific Coast League with a team out in Sacramento. He was let out of jail to pitch today in 1931 as Cazar fouls off a fastball high and in behind home plate. So he comes out of jail, wins the game, and returns back to prison to finish a 5-day sentence for speeding. I mean, that has Major League the Movie written all over it. And I think of Rick Vaughn and Charlie Sheen, the character, coming out from the penitentiary. 3-2 is shot foul on the third base side, but obviously Sheen, the character, had a fastball at, you know, upper 90s, 95 hour fastball, and 99. Reached triple digits at the end of the movie. Kind of something that you wouldn't see too often, I think, in minor league baseball today. As a 3-2 to Jordan Cazar is down and inside, it skips towards the back. Stop, it's ball.
You're missing the real point there, Thomas. Is what would be the definition of speeding back in 1931? Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, I'm just curious how fast cars could really get going back then.
I have a funny feeling they could get back up there. I was watching something on the History Channel. I think it was the TV show. As they're talking about racing at that time. As a fastball in the outer half called strike to Diego Infante. Runner at first, nobody out. In the bottom of the fourth inning, one run in on the home run. Couldn't remember who the character was as the 0-1 is popped high in the air, first base side and in towards the empty seats. First strikes. It was the TV show The Men Who Built America. It was talking a little bit about that, and I don't know if it was Andrew Carnegie or one of those, you know, big conglomerates just owned everything. And I believe it was actually, let's say it was Henry Ford. It might have been that episode where he made his mark because he beat a race car with his Model T. And the 0-2 is high with the fastball, 1-2. That's right, that's what it was. Kind of my mind was just going all over the place there for a second, but the Model T. That's how Henry Ford got his start and able to build his car. As a 1-2, it's a slider on the outer half for strike three, and Infante knew it as he jumped out of the batter's box. Oh, that was strike three. Second strikeout for Arnaldo Hernandez. Runner still at first in Jordan Cazar, 11-2 biscuits. I'm going to look that up now. How fast a car can go? 1931. Now it says the Model T topped out at 35 miles an hour in 1908. This is just going to like a Reddit type of website, so we'll see. As a fastball on the outer half for a strike, 1-2 Roberto Alvarez. So this is what I was talking about, the great race in 1909. It said that would go up to 65 miles an hour then. That's when the great race, when Ford won it to build his Model T then and produce it. As the 0-1 fastball misses down and away, 1-1. So that was about 20 years before that. I mean, guessing you had to be going in the 60s then. I'm guessing most of the speed limits around that time were 25, 35 miles an hour. I wouldn't say anything more than that. And the 1-1, a big breaking ball down and away. And Alvarez lunges over and misses 1-2. That is after the roaring 20s when people had plenty of wealth to go around. You think of the Great Gatsby at that time. So that's where, if you've ever seen the movie, I've read the book as well, but that's where I read it in 10th grade English class. Read the book, we watched the movie. That big yellow car that Daisy Buchanan was driving. It was a 1-2 fastball high and in, 2-2. But also going into jail for speeding. Must have had a couple speeding tickets or something then. Runner not being held on at first. This is a 2-2 fastball on the outer half for strike three. And Alvarez down on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Arnaldo Hernandez. And two gone in the bottom of the fourth. Nice bounce back after the home run and walk to start the inning. And it's back-to-back strikeouts now. So Cazar at first base again, not being held on as a check swing. He misses downstairs for ball one to Brett Wisely. Fourth time through the order now. And the 1-0, and Wisely swings and misses way in front of a breaking ball that finished at his shoe tops. He's looking for his third hit today. He's been on base three times so far, two singles and a walk. Hernandez comes set from the belt, 1-1. And a breaking ball in the dirt gets over the right shoulder of Diaz, but he chases after it as Wisely swings and misses at it. It's 1-2 now on leadoff man Brett Wisely. Unfortunately, there wasn't anything Brewers-related today. On this day in baseball history, on August 20th, they were kind of on the wrong side of a few things. There were a few things the last few days, but couldn't fit it in. And the 1-2 pitches up and away. 2-2 to Wisely. Well, today was the anniversary back in 2017 of the Little League Classic they played at the Williamsport Crosscutters Ballpark. So continue that as a 2-2 called third strike with the fastball, and Arnaldo Hernandez comes back, strikes out three in a row on the side to end the fourth inning. Four punch outs now for the right-hander, but the Biscuits get another on a home run from Evan Edwards. They make it an 11-2 ball game. After four, move on to the fifth. An 11-2 Biscuits on top of the Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids. Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove specializes in contractor's equipment. If you're working on a job and need a specific power tool, Milner can make your job easier. Milner even carries mini excavators, trenchers, light towers, compressors, pumps, and lifts. And that doesn't even scratch the surface on all the equipment Milner has to help contractors get the job done right and on time. Go by and see them today on Dito Road near Highway 49 Gulfport. Save time and money and get the job done right the first time.
We've hit the top of the fifth inning in Montgomery. Biscuits 11, Biloxi 2. And McKendry's evening is over after four innings, and it punches out 8. Justin Stern on the new right-hander in, and with that, you send it back to Garrett Green to take you through the next few frames.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. We'll be Sterner here in this fifth inning. Gabe Holt, the left-handed hitter, the off, and the righty Sterner deals home. And this is pulled down the right field line. Infante is chasing. He will not get to it as it bounces up against the wall, and Holt will glide into second with a double. His 11th two-bagger of the year, and that has got to feel great for Gabe Holt. Just his second hit in the month of August, but a two-bagger for Biloxi. And again, you're running out of time now, but certainly maybe scratch across a run or two. That is what the Shuckers would be looking for here, trailing by 9. So the double for Holt. Lineup turns back over, and Corey Ray the batter. Ray from left side, waits, and Sterner rocks and fires. Well, that's taken for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, for Sterner, it's his 24th appearance with the Biscuits, 4-2 with a 2.93 ERA. 4 saves and 6 chances. If he pitches the rest of the ballgame, it counts as one. The set and the 0-1. And that is taken inside. 1-1. Although technically, he would actually qualify for the win at this point, because since McKendry did not go 5 innings, he can't qualify for a victory. Part of the reason that he is still 0-4 this year. 1-1. And Ray steps back from an inside fastball.
Well, they just lost some lights on a left center that just got a little bit darker out there.
It did. About half the lights on the left field foul pole went out. No, we will continue playing even with them out as the 2-1. And Ray fouls it off. On the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes to Ray. The rest of the numbers on Sterner here with Montgomery this year. He's given up 5 home runs. He has walked 15 and struck out 41. And now a second light pole has gone out. So now both of the outfield lights have gone out. And as if we needed any reason for this game to extend any longer, it looks like a breaker. And now a flash of lightning. And it's the 2 light poles that are out in left and right center field. And then the video board has gone completely dark here as well, but not the ticker tape board that is out in left field.
Start the clock for the light delay.
It is a weird one tonight. This is one of the more bizarre games we've had. You think back to that first inning, as now the general manager for the Biscuits comes out. The groundskeeper is also there as well. You think about the first inning in this one. And Bennett pitching through that first, and there was lightning and wind and all kinds of crazy shelf cloud that was out beyond right field, and you kind of felt like the rain was imminent at any point in time, and it just turned into a crazy first inning as Biloxi gave up 8 runs, but now we are in a light delay at this exact moment. And the shame is that for a light delay, it has to take at least 15 minutes, because when you have those bulbs that are out there that aren't LEDs, which the ones here in Montgomery aren't, those lights generally take about 10 to 15 minutes to warm back up again. It's unfortunately not a case of just flipping a switch and they just turn back on immediately. There might be a set of them that are emergency LED lights that will, but not in this case. And James Jean, our crew chief, is going to have a conversation with one of the grounds people and the GM for the Biscuits as well. It is worth mentioning that we're at a point now where this would be an official game, as now they are taking the cover off of the tarp. And so there might be rain coming as well as soon as the lights have gone out. And in the event that we go into a rain delay and we can't finish this game, this is an official contest. Oh, no, check that. We would have to make it through this top of the fifth. You got to do 4.5 for it to be official. So we are 3 outs away from this being an official game. And now, with the lights out and the video board out in center field, the tarp is being rolled out.
And now the ticker's out. Like and you now said the ticker, before, the now, ticker was
the ticker
working.
Board is gone. What kind of gremlins are out here in Riverwalk Stadium tonight? Are we still on the air? Are we still transmitting?
It's all because we brought up the Model T. Look what happens when we talk about that.
Goodness. Well, they are rolling the tarp out, so I guess rain is coming, which, again, we have not made it through 4.5 innings yet. That is the point you have to make it to for the game to be ruled official. And so hopefully they can get the lights back on as now the rain starts to fall again. And again, look, there's no reason not to do this. You're at least in a 15-minute delay right now because the lights are out in center field, so you might as well put the tarp on for whatever this rain is that's coming, because you can't resume the game until the lights come back on. None of the tarp has been rolled out. They haven't put it on the field yet, and we are in the waiting game right now. Now, the bullpen has decided that they are going to come into the dugout. And if there's some heavy stuff that's coming, I don't know if that means that we're going to keep playing anymore the rest of tonight, but who knows at this point. It has gotten crazy. And the Shuckers are trailing 11-2 in this game. You know, if they end up suspending this game and we have to resume it, it would not be the craziest resumed game from a suspended game that the Shuckers have played. Coincidentally, I think that qualifies when they played the Biscuits last season, and it was a game in which Biloxi gave up 10 runs in the top of the first inning at MGM Park. The first inning took about an hour to play, and we were in the second inning, and Biloxi was trailing 10-0, and the rain came, and we got rained out the rest of the night. So the next day, we had to pick up and play a game that was 10-0 in the second inning to its conclusion, and then play a 7-inning game after that, which if anything happens and we are unable to continue playing tonight, then we would have to resume this game tomorrow right where we left it off in the fifth inning, finish playing it to its completion as a 9-inning game, and then play a 7-inning game. That would be the decision that would happen tomorrow. And Thomas is just sitting here shaking his head right now. That's a part of it. I know that.
I know.
Look, that's.
I think the players would be moaning and groaning more than me. they got to play the game.
James Jean is heading out as we get center field illuminated by a big flash of lightning. And again, there are two things at play here. One, it is starting to rain, and it looks like They are about to put the tarp on the field. They rolled it out, but they haven't put it on. But as the rain is starting to fall down harder, I think they're about to put the tarp on. And two, the lights are still out in center field as the rain begins to fall. Well, with that, we're going to go ahead and step aside for a little bit. We're going to return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress. Stay tuned to our social media. We'll have updates for you there. But right now, we don't really know what's going on, other than the fact that the lights are out, the rain's falling, and the tarp's coming on the field. The Shuckers are trailing 11-2 in the top of the fourth inning. And we'll have an update for you here in just a little bit as the bottom begins to fall out in Montgomery. But for now, we send you back to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM.
When you meet a boy that you like a lot, and you fall in love, but he loves you not. If a flame should start as you hold him near, better keep your heart out of danger, dear. For the way of love is a way of woe, and the day may come when you'll see him go. Then what will you do when it sets you free? Just the way that you said goodbye to me.
Out of danger, dear. All the way of love is a way of woe.
It's our party, and we'll cruise if we want to. Cruise in WGCM.
and then, but I know that it's not true. I've seen the way he looks at you, and I think you're gonna hang me up again. Share your loving with another man. And if you see things my way, could you let me know today? But if you decide it's him, I'll change my plans. So yeah, you got yourself a memory, baby. Don't tell me, baby, is it true? I got to know.
This is WGCM Gulfport, 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Ready or not, here I come. Gee, that used to be such fun.
Apple peaches, pumpkin pie. Who not ready, apple eye? That's a game we used to play, yeah, yeah. Hide and seek, what's its name? Uh-huh.
Ready or not, here I come. Gee, that used to be such fun. I always used to find a hiding place.
Time to change. Well, I'm one step behind it, but still I can't find you. Apple peaches, pumpkin pie. You were young and so was I. Just keep ignoring me. Oh, oh.
I'll find you anywhere you go. I'm gonna look high and low. You can escape this love of mine
anytime. Well, I'll sneak up behind you. Be careful where I find you. Apple peaches, pumpkin pie. Soon your love will be all mine. Then I'm gonna take you home.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Baby, let me be.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
'Cause you don't care about me.
Unchain my heart.
Oh. You got me sort of like a pillowcase. Oh. But you let my love go to waste. So unchain my heart. Oh, please set me free. Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Baby, let me go.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
'Cause you don't love me no more.
Unchain my heart.
Every time I call you on the phone, some fella tells me that you're not at home. So unchain.
free. I'm under your spell.
I'm under your spell.
Like a man in a trance.
Like a man in a trance.
But I know darn well.
But I know darn well.
That I don't stand a chance.
That I don't stand a chance.
So unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Let me go my way.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
You worry me night and day.
Unchain my heart.
Why leave me through a life of misery? When you don't care a bag of beans for me. So unchain my heart, oh please, please set me free. Spell.
I'm under your spell.
Like a man in a trance.
Like a man in a trance.
Wow, you know darn well.
But I know darn well.
That I don't stand a chance.
That I don't stand a chance.
So unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Let me go my way.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
You bury me night and day.
Unchain my heart.
Why please, please set me free.
Please set me free.
I want you set me free.
Please set me free.
Whoa, set me free.
Please set me free.
We're your cruising place on the radio. Cruising WGCM.
Gotta say goodbye for the summer. Darling, I promise you this, I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. Guess it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer, but I'll feel the emptiness. I'll send you all my dreams every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. I'll see you in the sunlight. I'll hear your voice everywhere. I'll run to tenderly hold. But darling, you won't be there. I don't want to say goodbye for the summer. Knowing the love we'll miss, oh, let us make a pledge to meet in September and seal it with a kiss.
Play a cruise in WGCM on your desktop or laptop at WGCMAM.com. And you can download the app for your smartphone at the same place. On your radio, we're at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM. Cruising WGCM.
Ace Radiator Alignment and Air Conditioning is there for all your automotive needs. You'll find them on A Avenue in Gulfport. Joey Plummer is continuing the family tradition. From maintenance needs to major repairs, let Ace take care of your ride. Call Ace at 228-863-5782. 228-863-5782. Ace Radiator Alignment and Air Conditioning is still the best place in Gulfport to take a leak.
Got a junk car? Well, guess what? At PGM of Texas Gulf Coast, it's a gold mine. PGM loves buying used auto parts so much so that they're America's leading recycler of catalytic converters. PGM of Texas Gulf Coast, just off I-10 Gulfport. Come get your cash today.
Silly drivers, school zones are for kids. Back to School is here, and Tiny Steps wants to remind everyone to be alert for children while driving. When a school bus stops with its red brake lights flashing and or its stop sign raised, you must stop and do not go around. Tiny Steps Academy in Gulfport wishes everyone a great school year.
Your wife is calling.
Hello?
Babe, I just totaled my car.
Are you okay?
I'm okay, but the car is totaled. What a waste.
All that matters is that you're okay. It's not a waste. We can take the auto parts to PGM of Texas.
PGM of Texas?
Yeah, PGM of Texas pays top dollar for scrap metals, auto parts, and even catalytic converters.
Catalytic converters? Don't you need a VIN number to sell?
Yeah, you need your VIN number, make and model, but that's easy. And it's your car, and you sell any parts off of it you want.
That's awesome. Let's make the most of this bad situation. I'm going to call PGM of Texas right now.
PGM of Texas Gulf Coast always pays top dollar cash for a variety of scrap metals, including auto parts. Open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4:15, 8 till 4 Friday, and always during lunch. PGM of Texas Gulf Coast, America's largest recycler of catalytic converters. Exit 38 Gulfport.
Cruisin' WGCM.
I'm
music to cruise by. Cruisin' WGCM.
I'm gonna tell you a story.
So lonely, and I can't.
Well, welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium, everybody. Gare Green with you here. We are still currently in both a rain and light delay. They have started shooting off the fireworks here, but right before they did, an announcement was made that they have not made an official decision on the game. Remember, it's 11-2 in favor of the Biscuits in the top of the fifth inning with a man on second and nobody gone. This game is 3 outs away from being an official game. So it's very possible that when the rain relents at some point, which right now it is still currently raining, albeit lightly, but it's possible that when the rain stops falling, we'll resume this game and see if we can finish it tonight. And more importantly, see if we can just get 3 outs to ultimately make this an official game so that way this game does not have to be resumed tomorrow. But for right now, we are still in a delay. Shuckers trailing 11-2. Stay tuned to social media. Anytime that we have an update, we will get it for you there, both on Instagram, search for Official Biloxi Shuckers, on Twitter, at Biloxi Shuckers, and also on Facebook, search for Biloxi Shuckers. We'll have an update for you there. But right now, we are still just in a delay, and we will get you an update as soon as we have one. For right now, though, we're going to return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin' WGCM.